GFC5.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
What are we struggling with right now? You know, America right now is struggling with so much with their health. We're one of the sickest nations, but yet we've got some of the strongest research going on. And it's amazing to see the breakthroughs. We're going to be talking about some of these breakthroughs a little bit later on this hour. Right now, we're going to go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I'm living well. How can I help?
Well, I have a question around sexual response and hysterectomy.
Okay. Talk to me.
Okay, after having a hysterectomy, the orgasms are not as intense, and then sometimes you have, you know, to go to the restroom a lot more often. Is there anything that you can do to alleviate one and improve the other?
Improve the other. Well, it just depends. Did it start right after the hysterectomy, or did it come sometime later? Was any of this happening before at all?
No, it's all after.
Okay, how long after?
Probably pretty much right after, you know, the libido, ovaries, uterus, cervix, all gone, along with the thyroid.
Yeah. Oh, they took the thyroid too?
Well, in a different period of time, but ultimately I had a carcinoma of the thyroid. So
okay.
Kind of just happened within a year or two of each other.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, there's several things you can do. I mean, it really comes down, libido comes around testosterone more than anything.
Right.
And, yeah, and so have you had those levels checked with your physician to see what the numbers are in the blood test?
Oh, absolutely, and they're in, quote-unquote, the normal range.
Okay. So then,
but since I don't have anything to compare to it, I mean, if normal is 1 to 5 and I was a 5 and now I'm a 2, you know, I'm in the normal range, but it's what I need to be me, in a sense.
Right,
or,
I know, yeah.
You know, so.
I gotcha. Well, there's a couple things herbal that you can look into, and maca root has a really good response with women that have low libido post hysterectomy. So the maca root, tribulus, those are two really, really good that a lot of research is on that women get really good response with. And zinc. Zinc is a mineral, believe it or not, that men blow through pretty strongly just because it makes testosterone. And we use so much of it because it's one of our primary hormones. But women need it too. And stress levels in life can yield low zinc levels. I mean, it's very, very common. You don't have to take a lot of it as a female, but you can pretty much probably look into what's on the label, whatever brand you buy, and they're going to have pretty much the dosage and whatnot that you'll need to look into. And it doesn't take much. I mean, a deficiency with zinc can happen pretty easily, but also can be remedied pretty easily as well. So that's something, if you want to look into that, would be helpful. Now, the other is when it comes to the frequent urination. That's a different animal. A lot of times B vitamins can be depleted, and that can cause it. But it could be the way they did the surgery, and there could be some result as the surgery. That's one of those things where, unless you're clinically with somebody, it's tough to tell. So just it's going to be one of those deals where you can start working on some of the B vitamins, like vitamin B1, thiamine, pyrophosphate, see if that helps at all, see if it makes any difference. But yeah, I know you're saying because of the surgery, and I don't ever like to say something's permanent, and I don't know that it is. But that's one of those tough calls that, I mean, with us being here on the radio, it's too quick, and it's one of those things where a physician really needs to see you on that. and continually monitor you, just because it's important. It's not one of those deals where I can suggest things. You can go talk to your health food store people, and they can look up some things for you to check out. I mean, dietary-wise, you want to cut down inflammation in the body no matter what. That's a given. So you want to look into the anti-inflammatory diet. Yes, that can help. Getting your adrenals healthy, that can help. There's a lot of things that can help that situation, but hysterectomy is no joke. You know, a lot of times we try to paint a picture that's no big deal, that a lot of women have it done, and they do, but it still does a number on the body. It does. But there's not a reason you can't recover and do very, very well. The libido, I think, is the least of your concerns. That's pretty easy to recover. Supplements and more exercise, meaning if you'll work out and exercise with some weight training, even 3 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week even, that'll make a big difference in the libido. It'll make a big, big difference in the way that you feel, and it'll make a big difference just all the way around. I think everybody will be happy on that end. Now, the urination, though, that is something you really got to watch. Juniper berries are really good, too, by the way. I don't think I said that. But juniper berries have been known to be very, very helpful in those cases, especially post-surgery. I would even go see an osteopathic physician, look into some of those things, and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth. We're going to Carlos now. Carlos, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, thanks for getting me on the air. I appreciate that. I know
sure.
how busy you are, how many calls you get.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you about, I don't know if it's so much joint inflammation that I have in my knees and elbows and shoulders as it is tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of joint pain, mostly in my elbows and my shoulders, and a lot of it's due to repetitive work that I do. And then my knee is just, you know, ACL reconstruction that I had 15 years ago, so I know what I can explain that. But as far as the elbows and the shoulders, I don't know what's going on. I've had my blood drawn. Everything's fine. I went to an endocrinologist. Everything was fine. So I'm just trying to look for some kind of natural pain relief, you know, besides, you know, I also have lower back problems, too, besides taking painkillers and sports creams and that type of stuff.
When did it start?
It probably started about a year ago.
Okay. All of a sudden?
I wouldn't say all of a sudden. First it started in my left elbow, and then it's, you know, progressively went into my right elbow, and now it's now starting to begin in my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the lack of muscle, if I've lost muscle mass or not, or if it's other muscles trying to compensate for this or that, this joint or the other. So I'm just trying to look for something that maybe give me some kind of pain relief without having to take the prescription pills and pain, you know, painkillers and sports creams.
No, I know. And it can get annoying. It gets old because you're like, what is your age?
I'm going on 39.
Yeah, so you're young. So, I mean, you're way too young to be feeling that dang old, right, as they say in the song.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got to get rid of the pains and the aches and all. Let me do this. We're going to go into a commercial break right now. When we come out, I've got some questions for you. When you got multiple joint pain like that, we call it multi-joint pain, where it's showing up in the knees, the elbows, the shoulders, and even in the low back, there's several things it could be. I just need to dig a little bit and ask you some questions. So hang on for just a moment. We'll go into this commercial break. 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Mineral customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more.
special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Even the website where your health really is your greatest wealth. Now, Carlos, we were talking with going into the break, dealing with a lot of multi-joint pain, as we call it, but to elbows, knees, shoulders, and you said it started about a year and a half ago. Is that right, Carlos?
Right, but the back was 5 years ago, and that was an on-the-job-related injury, so.
Okay, I got you. So the other ones have just kind of creaked in as time has gone on, and you're 39, really young, and you're thinking, man, I just don't want to feel like this. Definitely don't want to take medication. What medication did you say you were taking?
I'm on hydrocodone, 10-5.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
That's for the back pain, and, of course, it doesn't always alleviate my
So taking the medication, and what other changes have you made? Have you made any diet changes?
Diet-wise, big time. I mean, I've really cut down on the processed foods. I mean, every now and then I'll have some. You know, I take a dinner to work, but it's either a healthy choice or a Stouffer's. I've really ate more fruit, cantaloupe, pineapple, oranges, apples. A lot more fruit in my diet, and probably a lot more vegetables in my diet than I used to have.
Okay.
I've cut down on the chicken, red meat, and potato chips. That used to be one of my biggest vices.
Right. Well, that's good. And so you're still having a lot of the joint pain. Have you increased your omega-3 fats, that sort of thing?
I do take fish oil, 1,000 milligrams a day.
Taking the gel caps?
Yes.
I would ditch the gel caps. I would ditch those. They don't really work.
Okay.
And the oil itself is amazing. So okay. The actual oil, like a tablespoon of cod liver oil,
okay.
is going to do night and day what's going on in the gel cap. So
okay.
If you've got that much joint pain, you might even want to consider a couple of tablespoons a day for a short period of time, a couple of months. You might want to consider that and just look into it. Talk to your local health food store folks and your... And come up with that. Every brand's different on how much to take, but yeah, you know, just depending on what label and what, you know, company you go with. But that's something to look into because that really helps the joint pain, and it's amazing at how that works. Hey, tell me, dietary, you cut out the junk food. What does that look like?
As far as?
Well, like, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll kind of be the judge of, you know,
okay.
what's good.
Breakfast, either 3 to 4 boiled eggs and an apple, and I pretty much don't veer off from that. That's pretty much breakfast typical.
Okay.
For lunch, I'll have a chicken sandwich and maybe a small thing of fries. And then the dinner is usually, like I said, a Stouffer's dinner or healthy choice. And then my snacks in between is usually either a cup of cantaloupe and or a cup of pineapple and or an orange and or an apple. Usually
okay.
I take all of them depending on what I have in the fridge. So.
Sure, I got you. Have you gone, when your physician, they've done blood work, have they checked for rheumatoid?
I don't believe so.
Okay. When was the last time you've been over to your doctor?
The last time was about 4 months ago.
Okay. There's a couple of tests they can run if they haven't run them. One, well, I would check on your, did you do your vitamin D? Did they check that?
No, they didn't.
All right, here's the deal. When you've got, we call multi-joint pain, typical diagnosis, somebody comes in, your same symptoms, and certain blood tests can get run that can be really beneficial. One is rheumatoid factor. It'll kind of be one of the clues to let you know if rheumatoid is even a possibility. The other one is the ANA test. And
okay.
These are just basic tests. I mean, if you tell your doctor that you want to get checked for rheumatoid and joint pain, they'll do all these tests. Uric acid is another one that they'll check. Okay. And vitamin D. If they don't check vitamin D, tell them you want to have vitamin D looked at. A lot of times with low vitamin D, and most people are, when you get low vitamin D levels like 15 to 20, you're going to start seeing multi-joint pain. It just is what it is. And vitamin D is so important. It's like the wonder nutrient that our body needs. You want to keep those numbers between about 70 and 90 on that blood test. And that's going to be a key. I would definitely have that done and get those tests and have your physician look at those with you. I think it'll be a real clue with what's going on. And the diet, might want to get real serious with the diet. I mean, I realize you're doing pretty good. Don't get me wrong. However, when you get into the fries, and if you do that on a daily basis, or you do kind of the frozen dinners a little bit, so you've got a lot of gluten in them. The one component, well, two really, when you've got joint pain, to cut out inflammation from the digestive tract, two things you definitely want to do. One is cut out most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, because they contain that protein in them called gluten. And gluten will just literally wreak havoc on your body, especially with inflammation, joint pain, and any kind of pain-related condition. So I would steer clear and just be a little bit careful of that. Also, dairy products. Cow's milk dairy can be the worst when you've got arthritis or joint pain, and that can be milk, yogurt, kefir, whatever, cow's milk-based. Now, goat's milk is fine, and also the coconut milk is really good, too. So if you need dairy, you like it, you crave it, whatever, then those can be great, I guess, alternatives or great other options for you to look at. But, yeah, I mean, it's cod liver oil makes a big difference, and I'll get the blood test done because you're not eating horrible. I mean, it's not like you had fast food at every meal, but there's some things to modify. And when you have joint pain that just kind of comes on like that and it's kind of in multi areas, you always want to start thinking, do I have a little bit of rheumatoid going on? Is it osteoarthritis? Probably not. Because rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. It's where the body's attacking itself. And it could be stress, and it could be mental as well, meaning that you're going through things or whatever. And sometimes that can show itself up as joint pain. Now, the injury you had 5 years ago, I don't think probably related, but I would definitely have that looked at, get the blood work done. Proof's in the pudding. That's why I love blood work. You hear me talk about it all the time here on the show. And I've got a lot of hunches, and just you're able to put two and two together when you've seen a lot of things. But the blood work is the key. It's one of the major tests that will give you the clues to lead you down the right path. And it's so great because your primary care physician will be able to look at that and know right away what the root cause is. But the dietary things, without a doubt, when you've got multi-pain, elimination is the key. Cutting down food sensitivities will give you a great clue into what's going on.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45% to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45% to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Asa. First of all, I just want to tell you I love your show.
Well, thanks, darling.
And the problem I have is my mother. She has what they call aortic stenosis.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's anything we can do to dissolve the calcification to keep that valve open rather than surgery.
Yeah, there's differing thoughts on that. I mean, the thought is there's a couple of theories. One theory is no, okay? Well, the other theory is that if someone doesn't have enough vitamin D over a long period of time, it causes the free calcium just to be in the body to build up and create plaque. And so not monitoring the vitamin D for a long period of time could be the culprit. And giving someone vitamin D during a time where that happens, I mean, unfortunately, if it gets to the place where they're saying it's blocked or they're saying it's causing the aortic stenosis, it can be a real challenge. I mean, one thing you can do is use vitamin D and talk to your doctor about it, get the blood test done, check the values and all that kind of thing. But I wouldn't do it without checking the blood work and, of course, talking to her physician for sure. But, I mean, it's one thing that you can look into because it controls all the calcium in the body, the absorption, that is. And when vitamin D stays low, which a lot of people it is for a period of time, then it can cause issues with calcium absorption and weird things can kind of happen. So that's one thing to look into. I mean, her diet needs to be really, really good. That's a given. And even if it's been bad or poor for many years, it's okay. Today's a brand new day. I mean, she needs to be doing everything she can today to make it happen. And I would encourage you to, I mean, has she made any changes or are we just kind of, you're just now kind of reaching out and looking into it?
Yeah, we're just kind of looking into it now because it's gotten to the point, you know, where it's like pretty calcified.
Yeah. I would do that. I would ask the doctor to run a vitamin D test, look at her values, and then you could consider looking into taking, she would want to take vitamin D3. If you guys look into it and talk to the doctor about it, they may even write a prescription for you. The prescription stuff is okay. I like a bioidentical vitamin D3 a little bit better. I think it absorbs better, a little bit more potent and easier on the body, especially on the kidneys. So, that's something to look into.
Bioidentical?
Yeah, it's a bioidentical vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. And it's really, really good. I mean, you can go to, we talk about all the different supplements there and kind of, that would be one thing to look into, but don't do that until she's had a blood test, please. I'm just telling you, it's very important. You don't want to take vitamin D3 just to take it. I mean, you always want to make sure there's a need for it. You also want to make sure that you're monitoring the values because it is fat soluble and it can become toxic and build up. It takes a lot to do it, but it's always good to make sure to look into, you know, just a simple blood test. But her diet is a key. I'm telling you, for any type of heart-related disease at all, it's eating a proper diet is important. Now, eggs, one of the top cholesterol-lowering anti-plaque type foods we have, whole organic eggs are very, very good for just overall body health, of course, one of the best proteins you can put in the body, but also it's very good for heart health. That's something to consider as she's going through that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about all these kind of principles, especially heart health and things to reduce inflammation in the body. I think it would be maybe a great resource and give you some good info along the way. The one thing is don't let her get discouraged and definitely don't let her, you know, lose any hope in the matter because the body is amazing. It's resilient, and as much as it can get sick, it can also get well. And just don't lose hope in that and keep pushing and keep fighting and keep looking for answers. But her foundation has to be her nutrition, no doubt about it. We can look for supplements and we can look for anything else, and she can consider that, but she has to get her nutrition right. It has to be. I mean, that's first thing. You know, you are what you eat, just like my grandma said. And it's true. You really are. It makes a big difference, okay? Keep me posted. Hot weather worsens memory in MS patients. WebMD reported, it says, as winter drags on, most of us are pining for summer. But for many patients with multiple sclerosis, hotter temperatures may not be so welcome as they bring worsening symptoms. Now, new research finds this may be especially true for some of the least well-understood symptoms of the disease, thinking and memory problems. When researchers tested the memories and information processing abilities of MS patients and people without the difference at differing points throughout the year, they found that MS patients perform worse on the cognitive test in warmer seasons. No seasonal difference was seen in test performance among people without multiple sclerosis. So the study is the first to document the impact of hotter temperatures on memory and thinking function in MS patients, says neuropsychologist and study co-author James Sumowski. And they said the study was presented in April at the 63rd annual of the American Academy of Neurology in Honolulu, Hawaii. So great research coming out. MS, obviously a challenge that many people deal with, many people struggle with, and finding different ways to be able to manage that and to avoid flaring up the symptoms or causing any more drama with it is always a good thing. Another thing that's really important with MS is the galactose milk sugar and how it helps through research we found, how it helps slow down the breaking down of the myelin. That myelin sheath is the protective coating of a nerve. And one of the things with multiple sclerosis, it's sclerotic. It sclerosis, beginning with the myelin sheath and melting that away from around the nerve, can be a real challenge to our bodies in so many ways when somebody's struggling with that disease. So something else to consider. An Albanian proverb is our quote for the day. It says, when you have given nothing, ask for nothing. That's interesting. The repealing healthcare law will cost about $210 billion. Now, the agency which analyzes the cost in various legislation for U.S. lawmakers said the main difference in the two estimates was mainly because they cover 10-year periods. Interesting. A lot going on with healthcare law. Got to stay on top of that, as it's going to be changing probably rapidly each and every day. Email came in. Vera in Tallahassee, Florida writes, I'm 36-year young working mom. Lately, it seems like no matter what time I go to bed, I'm exhausted when I get up. What do you think could cause this? Vera, if you're feeling that way, 36 years young, and you're feeling tired no matter what, a lot of times it could be the thyroid gland. Hypothyroidism is a low, hypo means low, low-functioning thyroid could be the culprit with what you have going on. The thyroid function changes in women a lot quicker than it does in men. And it might be something you want to go see your primary care physician and see exactly what's going on. Just because they can do a simple blood test, you check TSH, T3, T4, and get a good picture of what's going on exactly within your body. Because, man, I'm telling you, thyroid conditions can come on so quickly and you get tired and all kinds of things happen and you don't know what in the world's going on. And it's easy to maintain if you figure it out. They can use medication, or there's a lot of natural things you can do for the thyroid, such as iodine, tyrosine, and specific dietary recommendations that can support the thyroid, even to the point where you might not need the medication, which is interesting. A lot of protocols like that we talk about at asaandrew.com. And, of course, we'll talk about it here on the show. A lot of things you can do. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open, but we're going to Jack right now. Jack, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. I heard your show last week driving back from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I concurred with much of what you have to say. I'm a health professional, too. I'm in my 50s. And what I wanted to share with you was something I've never been able to really figure out. Since childhood, I've been constipated. I'm in my early 50s. I'm 170, 5'10". I eat a Mediterranean diet. But the only thing I found to help my constipation has actually been flax powder. So I use that in my diet. Hey, Jack, I'm on the phone. I got to go. I can't talk. Okay. Thank you. So I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you, since you're very versed in so many fields, I can't find a reason why the only thing that really helps me be normal is the flaxseed. And
has it been a lifelong, you said it was almost a lifelong challenge that you've been dealing with, or is it recent?
No, it's since childhood. I'm thin. My parents, they're from Europe. I eat a Mediterranean diet, mostly fish. I follow actually the blood type diet. I don't eat processed foods because they never do well with me. No monosodium glutamate, no nitrates. No sulfates. I really eat a very healthy diet. I'm very physically active, but only in the last year have I been feeling easy in, you know, going to the bathroom. That's the only year. I just said, let's try the flaxseed. Flax oil, flaxseed. Nothing else seems to really help. When they've done a colonoscopy, they find everything normal.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
Do I have what?
Your gallbladder.
Yeah, I have my gallbladder.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. Well, because the gallbladder, a lot of times if they have it taken out, someone has it taken out, that can be a real challenge. If you're having constipation like that, two things. One, there's a neurotransmitter that we use constantly called acetylcholine. When acetylcholine levels get low, a lot of times it can cause chronic constipation. So raising acetylcholine levels can be beneficial. The foods that do that are eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. And supplements that are really helpful for that, huperzine, galantamine, and phosphatidylcholine, something you might want to look into, and also eating a red beet at night right before bed.
You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Where do the most active people live? It's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? What do most people that are active, where do they love to hang out in the world, not just in America? Well, they did a study, and they said that people in the South and the Appalachian region in America are least likely of all Americans to be physically active in their leisure time. The CDC, in a new report, reported. The CDC analyzed all countries in the country, all counties in the country, and found that many regions, more than 29% of adults, reported getting no physical activity or exercise at all, other than what they might get on the job. Now, states where residents were least likely to be physically active in leisure time. Go figure. Here we go. Why don't you answer that? Okay, I'll read it. Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and yes, T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E, Tennessee. Yep, it is. It's on the list. So, unbelievable. Least likely to be physically active in our leisure time. So it's time to get moving. I'm telling you. 7 prescriptions for health there at asaandrew.com. It doesn't cost you a penny to go read them. It might cost you a little bit to do them because you need to get off your duff and make it happen. This has got to be your year to get your health back where it needs to be. Your health is your greatest wealth. Your family needs you to be healthy. Your wife, your husband, it's time. And whatever happened to the days where we look forward to being active, where you get off work and you go play tennis, or you get done with school, younger people now are playing video games, they're constantly staying inside. What happened to the days of going out and playing flag football or tackle football or whatever you do, and basketball, and being active? You know, guys that go to play golf, of course you're going to ride in the carts, because it's easy. What happens to going and walking 9 to 18 holes? Get out and get moving. You got to get off your duff and make it happen. Because we're getting sicker as a nation. And one of the biggest keys that we found to improving our health is moving. So check this out. States where residents south, we're really struggling right now. States where the residents are most likely to be active in their free time are California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. The CDC says that a 2008 survey found that 25.4% of adults in the U.S. failed to spend any free time being physically active, which includes walking, gardening, golfing, and running. And yes, getting out and gardening can be one of the major issues. Just get out and just do something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just make it happen. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Now we're going to go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. What's up?
How do you do, sir? I hadn't listened to you before on the radio, and my wife told me about you, and I'd contact you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. My shoulder,
my left shoulder, gives me a problem in mobility, moving it in certain directions.
Okay.
And just wondered if somebody told me I'm having bursitis. When I asked or checked on the internet what bursitis was, it said all itis is just inflammation.
That's right.
I thought, well, let's see what you'd have to say about this.
We need to kick in. Give me a little bit of background.
Okay. What, like what?
Well, just, I mean, give me some background on when it started, what the pain intensity is, 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Give me a little bit of background on the shoulder itself.
Unless I move it in a certain position or direction, there's no pain at all. I can lay on it, lay on my side, and that's no problem.
Okay.
I can use it for carrying things and pulling things up and so on and so forth. It's just raising it up into a certain position, forwards, backwards, up, down. I'm 56, and...
So there's been no trauma, there's been no injury.
No.
It just started hurting, right?
Right. And it has been intensifying over the period of probably the past 60, 90 days.
Okay. Right shoulder?
Left.
Left shoulder. Mm. All right, here's the deal. The shoulders can be real tricky. And everything from just a muscle instability, it can be anything from a deficiency in the body, meaning you could have low calcium levels, low vitamin D levels. It could be something simple as manganese. Manganese is a mineral that we have that we get in our foods, but a lot of times if we get deficient in it, it can start causing joint pain. Sulfur is another one. So those are some things to look into. Now, if you haven't injured it and it's just kind of hurting out of nowhere, I would go to your physician and just have them double check. Do a couple little tests, even like uric acid, rheumatoid factor. They can look at ANA. There's several blood tests that they can do just to check into that. And if the pain continues, you might want to have them look into a physical therapy. Because physical therapy, the range of motion and the exercises they can put you through can be very helpful too. Now, here's a little thing that we found with shoulders over the years is the bicep tendon. The bicep tendon, if it slightly gets out of the groove, you'll have stability of the shoulder and you can move the shoulder. But if you get it into that one little spot, where you raise it over your head or
okay. You
rotate it internally or externally, it can catch. And it's just unbelievable amount of pain in that bicep tendon. Now, sometimes if you have plenty of calcium in the body, but you don't have enough vitamin D to absorb it, sometimes calcification can build up in that groove and that can cause a lot of pain, almost like a bone spur. But it can build up and cause pain that's just excruciating. And you're thinking, well, how did that happen if I haven't really had any kind of major trauma? Well, that can happen a lot of different ways. That's why our body's made up of three different areas, mental, chemical, and structural. But with a shoulder like that that's catching, I would go have probably a physical therapist look at it. I would also have a physician look at it and get some blood work done and then go from there. All right, thanks so much for the call. Keep me posted. You can always shoot me an email. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to have producer Jay Patrick, chief engineer John Garrison. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.